Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, it's time to get you caught up on the big headlines. We call it, Did You Hear This?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Yesterday, the Senate passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and Senator Chuck Schumer made this point.
It will reduce inflation. It will lower prescription drug costs. It will fight climate change. It will close tax loopholes, and it will reduce the deficit.
Do you think inflation will go down?
No, I don't. I think this is going to have minimal to no effect on inflation. It may even hurt it a little bit. That's not me. That's Congressional Budget Office. That's even Senator Bernie Sanders. The socialist, the Democratic socialist, not Democrat, said exactly the same thing. I don't think this is going to help at all. I think what this is a punish the rich bill. And I also think it is about their climate agenda. Now, if you want to do those things, just call it what it is. Again, to the victor go the spoils. You won the elections. You are in charge. You can do what you want, and we have to sit back and watch you do it. But to say that this is an Inflation Reduction Act, when everybody says it's not going to do that, you're lying to the American people in order to pass a different agenda. That's my biggest problem.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says migrants are being forced to come to his city.
Some of the families are on the bus that wanted to go to other locations, and they were not allowed to do so. They were forced on the bus.
How do you feel about the way the migrants are supposedly being treated?
I think that what the mayor should do, the good mayor of New York, if he believes that those people want to go somewhere else, you put them on a bus and send them wherever they want to go. According to the governors of Arizona and Texas, they are taking volunteers. These are people that are volunteering to get on these buses to go to Washington, D.C. and New York City. And again, they are not doing anything different than the federal government has been doing for a couple of years, loading up busloads of people, loading up plane loads of people and scattering them across the country. How can you be mad at what these governors are doing and you're not upset with what the federal government is doing? Biden has been sending plane loads of people to New York for a very long time. If they don't like where they are in New York, you bus them somewhere else and then feel a little bit more of the pain Arizona and Texas is feeling. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
San Francisco's new district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, says she wants to stop drug crimes at its core.
It is not progressive to allow our residents to die out on our streets. Talking about what you've charged is not enough. It's most important what happens on the back end of a case and how it is resolved, because that's where accountability lies.
Do you agree with DA Jenkins?
Yeah, I think accountability is in all of this. Accountability is punishment for crimes. When you break a law, when you go out there and do something wrong, you should pay a price. And I think that is where we've got to see the police department and prosecutor's offices working hand in glove in investigating crimes and prosecuting cases. If it breaks down in either place, you get higher crime rates and you get what we're getting now. We need this entire system to be fixed.
Phoenix Mercury star Brittany Griner and retired Marine Paul Whelan may be freed.
The U.S. has proposed a prisoner swap to see Griner and retired Marine Paul Whelan released. It reportedly involves the U.S. sending back convicted arms dealer Victor Boot.
What are your thoughts on the optics of this possible prisoner swap?
The headliner in all of this, of course, as far as I'm concerned, and no offense to anybody, to Brittany Griner or anybody else, we should be talking about this Marine that's been locked up a lot longer, and that this guy that served his country was not arrested for hash in Russia. She has to take some responsibility for her actions there, number one. Number two, we've got to weigh what they are calling this guy Dr. Death, who was an arms dealer. Here we are in this country trying to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens, and we're going to send an arms dealer back to Russia. So is it an equal trade? I doubt that it is, but I think the politically correct thing here that they're doing and the way that they're going to offset any outrage that they're going to trade a guy like this Dr. Death for Brittany Griner is they're going to throw in this Marine. He should be the headliner here. We should all be standing up and saying it's about time this guy is brought home. And that is Did You Hear This for today. We'll do it again tomorrow at 11:20.